Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me, the ecology song. Good song to play today on Earth Day. It's the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.
Zoomer Radio and all of the Zoomer Media properties are right around the corner from Exhibition Place. Mm-hmm. And today on Earth Day, we want to celebrate our neighbors who've been leading in sustainability for over 20 years. Mm. Through their Green Smart program, incorporating environmental responsibility into everything they do. Laura Purdy is general manager at Exhibition Place and joins us in studio here on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane. Welcome, Laura, and congratulations.
Good morning and happy Earth Day.
Yes, happy Earth Day.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Laura, on this Earth Day, excited to have you here. Exhibition Place, certainly a busy area in the spring, summer, warmer months, right? This year, especially with the World Cup taking place at BMO Field, going to be Toronto Stadium. Exhibition Place, a really large venue in the city, and it's a point of pride that you guys can put on world-class events and still play a major role in reducing environmental impact, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we run about 2,100 events annually. So we are open 365.
Yeah.
Sometimes 24/7. And one of the big things for us is looking at our impact on the planet, looking at our impact on the city and how we can improve upon that from an environmental point of view. So, yeah, we've been working on this for 20 years. We say that we were green before green was cool.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So give us some of the highlights of what you do at Exhibition Place to be environmentally conscious.
Sure. It all started with our convention center because we have 1 million square feet. We're the largest convention center in the country. And you can imagine to heat and cool and clean a space that's 1 million square feet, it's a large undertaking. And we have a lot of exhibitions and they create a lot of waste. So it started with waste diversion, and we looked at ways that we could divert waste and recycle so that we were not putting waste into landfill. So that's really how the whole program started, and then it built from there. So we have divided our environmental profile into energy creation, energy conservation, and waste diversion. And over 20 years, we have invested about $7 million into various projects to try and advance our recycling efforts, our energy creation efforts, so that we are actually creating energy instead of using energy off the grid.
That's something that Jane and I were talking about earlier this morning off air, is just, you know, the amount of people that pass through Exhibition Place per year. Some events, you've just got hundreds of thousands of people passing through the gates. All those people, you know, it's amazing to me the job that you guys do with garbage and recyclable materials. What are some of the practices that you have found over the years that are beneficial and effective in reducing waste?
Well, one of the first things we started to do was identify what we could recycle. And we actually started looking further afield than what we would typically recycle in our homes. So, of course, we recycle the main things like paper and plastic and glass. But we also recycle things like asphalt. We recycle things like styrofoam.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We have over 20 different streams of recycling. You can imagine in a trade show, people are bringing things that are in their booths.
Sure.
And all different kinds of materials. And we've found different companies that will recycle those products. So we then turned to how we looked at our buildings. And we have, you know, two major conference center and a convention center. And when we renovated those buildings, we actually put everything in those buildings that was fully made from recyclable materials and recyclable upon the end of life. So our building, like the automotive building, is a LEED certified building. It's LEED Silver, which means that we operate that building with an environmental profile as we go through.
Certain standards, right, that you
Absolutely.
Have to meet, yeah.
Absolutely.
Laura, I would imagine that Exhibition Place is an inspiration to other similar venues around the world. How much of an impact have you had globally?
Well, I would say we're one of the leading venues in the world. And I've had the pleasure and the privilege of speaking at different conferences for our industry globally to talk about what we've been doing for the past 20 years. Many, many convention centers, especially south of the border, haven't yet begun their journey to recycle and to look at how they can be more sustainable. So we're trying to give them tips and advice on how they can start. You can start really small, and every little step makes a difference.
Isn't that amazing, Andy? So our very own exhibition place has been leading the way in environmental ways for 20 years.
You know what? No surprise.
Feel good about your city. Laura Purdy, General Manager of Exhibition Place, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Last check on the roads for the morning. Here's Spencer Costin.